Okay, we're going to stay right there and beginning at Proverbs 11. And the passage is verse 1. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. You know, the Bible says, turn over to Proverbs 20. I'll show you some things. The Bible says a lot about just weights, false balances. Look at Proverbs chapter 20. We'll just read a few verses here because, yeah, I want you to see how important this is when it, as it is applied to the salvation of God's people. What it is that you know what the false balance and the just weight. You think about the scales of justice. You know, the statue of the woman with the blindfold on and holding out the scales. They say justice is blind. And that justice, you know, those scales have to balance. And if they tip to the negative, then the person is convicted and to be put in jail or whatever the law says. But they balance. That's what he's talking about. And then think about it in business. You know how now, a lot of people don't know about this today, but when you'd go to the butcher shop and you'd order some meat and they would weigh it, and that's how they would determine the price. And you remember the old joke about the butcher putting his thumb on the scale to get a little bit more? See, that's an unjust weight. That's a false balance there. But it has to equal out. And what does it have to measure up to? Well, those verses in Proverbs 11 told us they have to measure up to righteousness. But here's the point. They have to measure up to righteousness as God measures it. Not as we measure it now, but as God measures it. Well, look here in chapter 20 of Proverbs. Look at verse 9. Listen to this. It says, "Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin?" Now, none of us can say that, can we? We're sinners. We're either sinners lost in our sins or we're sinners saved by grace. That's the only two kind of people there are on this earth as far as that's concerned. And then it says in verse 10, diverse weights, different weights. That is a different standard for different people. Now, you know what that describes? Religion. Think about it. You go to one church, they might have one standard. You go to another church, they might have another standard. One religion, that religion, diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are alike abomination to the Lord. God has one righteous standard by which to measure. Not various ones. And there is no sliding scale by which God measures. Man does. Somebody says, "Well, I know I'm not perfect, but I'm not as bad as, oh, so-and-so." That's the sliding scale religion. It's an abomination to the Lord. God does not measure us on a sliding scale. So think about that. And then look down at verse 21 of this same chapter, Proverbs 20. And there are a lot of other verses we could go to. We don't have time to go to them all. But look at verse 21. "An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed." And what it means is getting something unjustly. "Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and He shall save thee. Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way?" Think about that. Now, obviously, what's happening here, when we talk about a false balance, back here in Proverbs 11, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. First thing we need to understand about this is the scales that He's using are used for weighing or measuring people. He's not talking about groceries here. Oh, you can apply these maxims to things like that, but that's not what this is about. This is about you and me. This is about how we are measured, how people are measured in the scales of justice. And what is a false balance? Well, obviously, it's one that does not measure properly. One that does not measure righteously. There's no justice done. See, justice is perverted by a false balance. There's cheating going on here, see. And what is a just weight? One that measures properly. One that measures righteously. This is justice, you see. I think about one of the New Testament words for sin, which is iniquity. Now, a lot of translations translate the word iniquity as lawlessness. But the import of the word iniquity is that it is unequal. It doesn't balance out. You see what I'm saying? Doesn't measure up. And so whatever does not measure up to God's standard, to the scales of God's justice, is iniquity. No matter how good it looks to us or to others. So keep that in mind. We're weighing people here. The second thing we need to have burned into our minds and our hearts is that it's God who does the weighing here. It's not me. It's not you. It's not a judge down here at the courthouse. It's God Almighty who is the weigher. And the balance, therefore, itself is the Word of God, and that's His Word of justice, His Word of righteousness. Remember in the book of Hebrews, I believe it's chapter 5, it talks about how believers ought to be skilled in the Word of righteousness. What is the Word of righteousness? Look over at Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16, and look at verse 10. Well, look at verse 9. Let's read that one first. The reason I said that is because I've got that one underlined in my Bible. A man's heart deviseth his ways, but the Lord directeth his steps. I love that. You know, we make our plans, we make our choices, but it's God who directs our steps. He's in control. So that establishes God as the supreme judge of all matters. And look at what he says in verse 10. He says, a divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. A just weight and a just weight and balance are the Lord. They belong to God. All the weights of the bag are His work. And that's literally all the stones of His bag are His work. Now that's important. And it says, it's an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. You see that? A just weight and balance are the Lord's, and all the stones of His bag are His work. Not man's work, but His work. Over there in Proverbs 20 that we read, it could read literally about the diverse weights and the just balance. A stone and a stone, stones crafted by man, weights and measures of their own imaginations and inventions, make them look good in their own eyes, but they're not good in God's eyes. It is God alone who is the source of that which brings sinners to measure up in His scales of justice. And that's preached out in the gospel. The gospel wherein the righteousness of God is revealed. It's God alone who is the source of the gospel. A perfect stone is that chapter 11, verse 1, that just weight could be read a perfect stone. A perfect stone is God's delight. And you know who that perfect stone is, don't you? The same word that's used in the Hebrew here is used in the prophecies of passages like Isaiah 28. The stone which the builders set at naught, the stone of stumbling. That's Christ. That's who it is. That perfect stone. It's not me. It's not you. It's not how I measure up to you. You're probably a whole lot better than me. But you're not the standard. Christ is, you see. God has set that standard. Only the righteousness of Christ is acceptable to God. If we're in Christ, then we have the righteousness of God charged to us, accounted to us. And anything less, Christ is the stone, and anything less is an abomination to God. Only Christ can cleanse us and work righteousness for us, and it's God who imputes it to us. And if we claim salvation based on anything less than that perfect stone who is Christ the Lord in the glory of His person and the power of His finished work, do you know that's an abomination to God? Think about that. It's God who weighs with the scales and balances of justice. It's God who makes the judgment as to whether the scales are balanced. It's God who crafts the stones of His purse. The stone by which God weighs His people, again, the perfect righteousness of Christ, the very righteousness of God. Christ died to establish that righteousness. And the Bible says, and I quote it just about every message, Acts 17:31. God has appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that stone, that man whom He hath ordained, and that He hath given assurance unto all men, and that He raised him from the dead. Oh, Lord, give me a just weight. A perfect stone. Here's the third thing. In ourselves, by our works, none of us can balance the scales. When I read about this and studying, I thought about a passage in the book of Daniel. Read this sometime. You don't have to turn there because it's a long story. But it's in Daniel chapter 5 where a king named Belshazzar, he decided to throw a party in honor of himself. And he told his lords to go get the vessels that his grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar, had stolen from the temple of Solomon in Jerusalem, and bring those vessels, the cups and the candlesticks and all that, and so they can fill them up with wine and get drunk at their party and rejoice. And during that party, something miraculous happened. And it's a true story. A hand appeared from God and wrote something on the wall. And Belshazzar didn't understand it. And they went and got Daniel and they said, do you know what this is saying? It was something, if I can remember this, let's see if I can. Farsa Tikal. Check me on that. Daniel 5. But you know what it said to Belshazzar? It said, you're weighed in the balance and found wanting, lacking. You don't measure up, buddy. You're the king. You look good to everybody around here. They'll do what you say. But you're weighed in God's balance, and you're found lacking. Well, my friend, by nature, and based upon our best efforts to be good people, when it comes to God's measure, God's balance, we're all weighed in the balance and found wanting. Is that right? There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none good, no, not one. None that doeth good, no, not one. Now, this is talking about God's just weight, God's scales, God's balance. So here's the fourth thing. Here's the good news now. In salvation, in forgiveness, in righteousness, our only hope is to be found in Christ, the Lord our righteousness. It's the only way we're going to measure up. It's the only way we're going to have a just weight and the scales be balanced, to be found in Christ. Paul said it. He said, I count all the things that I used to hold so dear, all those stones that I was making up, being a Hebrew of Hebrews, a Pharisee of the Pharisees, trying to keep the law, all those stones, he said, I count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faithfulness of Christ, the righteousness of God, which is by faith. Unless we're found in Christ, we're going to be like old Belshazzar, found wanting. We read it this morning in the book of Job, chapter 25. How can a sinful man be just with God? And how can he that is born of woman, that is born dead in trespasses and sins, be clean? And it's only by the grace of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sin? You see, I only need one stone. I only need one stone to balance the scales. And that's the stone that the builders have set at naught. It's the stone that self-righteous people trip over. And in being trapped, it's the rock, Christ Jesus. And the evidence of one being found in Christ is faith in Him. God-given faith. Do you believe in? Who is your hope of balancing out the scale? Who is your hope? Somebody said, well, I want to know that I'm saved. Well, what's your hope of salvation? Well, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. I get baptized. I walked out. I've done this. I've given my tithe, all that. Those are stones that will not balance the scale. All you need is Christ. Isn't that right? Well, does that mean we don't do anything? No. There's such things as thanksgiving. There's such things as gratitude and love. But all you need to balance this scale is Christ. And here's the fifth thing. Beware of any proposed way of salvation that does not balance the scales. And my friend, there's a lot of them. You know what a false balance is as it applies to people spiritually? A false gospel. The gospel of free willism. The gospel of salvation conditioned on sinners. A gospel that puts you on a sliding scale and measures you out as you compare to others. False balances have always been prevalent, even today. Think about those who stood before the Lord as He spoke in Matthew 7, 21 through 23. When He said, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall be saved. Only those who do the will of my Father. What's the will of His Father? That we believe on the Son and rest in Him. And they said, Lord, Lord, haven't we preached in Your name? Haven't we cast out demons? Haven't we done many wonderful works? And he came back, He said, depart from me, you that do not measure up. Because you see, preaching in His name and casting out demons and doing many wonderful works will not balance the scales. You that work iniquity, I never knew you. Do you understand what that means? What am I? I'm a preacher. I've been doing this for, 40 years now? What am I going to say when I stand before God? Lord, I preached 40 years in Your name. If I do it, the scales aren't going to balance out. The only thing I have to say is my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. That's my only hope. My only hope is the same as your only hope. The fact that I've been up here preaching for all those years does not, it's not a stone that will balance the scale. It'll tip the scale against me because my preaching is not my righteousness. Christ is. My believing. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a gift from God. That's a miracle of grace. But my believing is not my righteousness. Christ is. Does that make sense? I preached that out in Oregon, and a young man who's the pastor of a Southern Baptist church liked to got up and come after me. He said, I can't believe you said that. I said, I know you can't believe it because you don't believe it. I said, faith is not our Savior. Christ is. He said, I can't believe you said that. And I said, You know why that offends you so much? I told the young man. You know why that statement offends you so much? Because Christ is not your Savior. Your faith is. That won't balance the same. Yes, we believe. Yes, we've repented. Yes, we persevere. But Christ is our righteousness. All of this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why are there so many diverse measures and weights in religion today? It's because by nature people don't like the way of God's judgment. They prefer to make up their own ways. There's a way that seemeth right unto men, the way of death. The broad road, many be therein that find it. False balances. They prefer to make up their own stones, their own balances by which to compare themselves. And always remember, it is God alone who provides the scales and does the measuring. And His standard is the perfection of righteousness that can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Found nowhere else. It cannot be found in the baptismal pool. It cannot be found in the offering plate. It cannot be found in charitable giving or whatever. All those things which may be good in and of themselves, they don't even compare to the death, the burial, the resurrection, the merits, suffering of our Savior unto death to establish the only righteousness by which God can be just and justify the ungodly. Isn't that right? Don't be fooled by measuring yourself by a false balance. Only look to that just weight, that one stone that God has freely and fully provided for His people. He that spared not His own Son, but freely gave Him up for us all who believe. That's Christ. All spiritual blessings in Him. All spiritual blessings and benefits in Christ. And that's the only just weight that God has provided and will use in the end. Okay.